Forget every conspiracy theory you ever heard of. Let's find out what's happening with the McFlurry machines. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline at 5:37. It's kind of a fresh time to not talk about some of the other things that are happening in the world and concentrate on these McFlurry machines. Andy Field is joining us from Washington. Now, have these things ever worked? Has a McFlurry machine ever worked, Andy?
Well, I'm sure they sold a few of them, so yes. But yeah, we're here to blow the lid off this Shamrock Shake. It is, it's funny because people who drive through McDonald's are constantly going, why is the ice cream machine not working? Why is the shake machine not working? It's all the same machine. They all make ice cream and they just mix in different things. And the investigation out of Washington isn't because you or I or anyone else who's ever been to McDonald's are complaining. It is because the owners are complaining. The folks who are the franchisees that get the license from the mothership of McDonald's, they have to sign all these things. And one of the things they have to do is buy these machines made by a company called Taylor. And it's not necessarily the machines aren't working. It's that they have these long 4-hour cleaning cycles. And it's all computerized. And once it's through the cycle, if it says it didn't work, they have to do it again, which means that they can't sell their ice cream products, which make up about 60% of their desserts. So the owner-operators went to the Federal Trade Commission and said, look, you know, this is costing us money. McDonald's makes us use these machines and go to these companies to fix them. And oddly enough, the companies like Wendy's or Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out Burger, they have the exact same machine. They don't seem to be having this problem. So either the protocol's different, how they use it, maybe they're just physically cleaning them at the other places as opposed to running the machine. Whatever's happening, it's different, and it's costing McDonald's owner-operators money, which is why the Wall Street Journal got a hold of some internal documents at the Federal Trade Commission saying that they are now investigating this.
Thank goodness I'm lactose intolerant. But there's an actual online tracker called McBroken that people can monitor these outages across the state.
If you are really, really in the mood for a McFlurry and your local McDonald's isn't up and running with their machine, you can literally, and make sure you do this safely, pull your car off to the side of the road, get your smartphone, type in McBroken, and they will tell you where they're working and where they're not, which, you know, probably one of the more useful websites for people who really love their McFlurry.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, it is always good to, you know, kind of switch gears every once in a while because, the world's getting serious, obviously. But when you can talk about something light like a McFlurry machine, that's always a good mental health day today.
Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Andy, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.